How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We are live today from Riverwind, South Jersey, the site of Ron Jaworski's celebrity golf outing. Excited to be here. This is our fourth year at this event. So very excited to be here. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle with us. Jack Miller back in the studio. And Hugh Douglas rocking his golf outfit today, not the olive green sweatsuit from the first time we were here. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. Yeah, I look kind of cute today. I ain't going to lie.
Huh?
I got this nice little golf outfit on, man. I'm looking kind of fine.
I don't know if cute's the word.
Nah.
Okay, fine.
That wouldn't be the word I use.
Fine. Okay,
I'm not using cute.
Fine. I look pretty good today. I got my nice little groomed beard.
Uh-oh.
I got my Brian Dawkins Impact golf shirt on. I got my Hoochie Daddy shorts.
Well, ladies, watch out.
Fresh pair of kicks. Yeah, they better watch out.
Watch out.
Hey. And I oversprayed my cologne this morning.
Oh, no.
I'm going for the win.
I'm not going to tell you nothing. All right, welcome in. 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to get to today. Scott Fransky will join us as usual on a Friday. Fransky, heard it. Phillies made a trade yesterday for an outfielder. Tells me the Adolis Garcia news is not going to be great when we get it.
He hurt.
Yeah, we'll hopefully get some news on that. We'll talk about Derek Hill, the new Phillies outfielder, with Scott Fransky coming up. We will dive into some top 11 stuff as today is the day everyone has to submit their top 11s. We've all submitted ours, and we'll talk through that a little bit, how we put our list together, and a debate we're going to have off of that. But, Hugh, let's start here. So, mini camps in the books, right?
In the books.
And now we have a little bit of a time to kind of reflect on what the Eagles' spring has been and look forward to the season and training camp starting in late July. And, Hugh, I can't get a conversation that we had yesterday. And really, it's been brewing all week. I mean, our listeners know all week long there's been a brewing conversation here. And I can't get it out of my head. So here's where I'm at on this. You know, I think there is a real chance, a legitimate chance, and a pretty normal thing that the offense is going to have some growing pains, right? I think we all kind of feel that. It'll have some growing pains, and hopefully it'll pick up. And I don't know the level that Jalen Hurts is going to play at this season. I don't know how it's going to look in September, October, November. I don't know. But I know this. If I'm the Eagles, I'm giving this thing the full season to play itself out. I'm giving Jalen Hurts, no matter how it looks, the full season to figure out this offense. Because I think they owe it to themselves. I think they owe it to Jalen Hurts. I think they owe it to the decision they have to make to give him the full breadth of the season to decide, is he the guy moving forward, is he not? Is he the guy that picks up this offense or not? Is he the guy we're going to take into 2027 and give a new contract to or not? And what I can't do if I'm the Eagles is cut it off somewhere in the middle. Cut it off. It's not going well. It's choppy. I'm going to go somewhere else. And then I have a small sample of decision to make, you know, small sample to base my decision off of when we get to the offseason. Hugh, I think I know where you're at on this. Where are you at this morning? What's your take on how they should approach the season, Jalen, pulling the plug at any point? And would you give Jalen Hurts the full season to be this team's quarterback no matter what? I would.
There's a lot to digest with that, Joe. I mean, and I know what you're saying. Say that first. I feel like they feel they have a Super Bowl caliber team.
Okay.
Right. And I feel, with that being said, that you got a quarterback who's going into his
sixth season as the starter of the team.
Sixth season as the starter.
Yep.
It all depends on what it looks like, and I hate to give you that hedge, but I gave you an extreme case yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just feel like if they feel like they're in the throes, or they're in the middle of they can make a Super Bowl run or a playoff run for that matter, then if Jalen's not playing well and he's holding his offense back, then they're gonna pull him.
Pull him for who?
Pull him for the Red Rifle.
Randy Dalton.
Randy Dalton. Because I feel like
I was
this.
Doing the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. He became Randy Dalton.
I got you. But here's how I look at it. And I know a lot of people aren't going to understand what I'm saying. But I think he's here because he's been in this offense before. He's not a phenomenal talent. He's not. When you talk about the talent between the two, he's not on Jalen's caliber.
Right,
not
and he's older. I mean, if you go back 10, 12 years, he was a pretty good quarterback. That was 10, 12 years ago.
But here's the thing. If you're asking him, if Andy Dalton's in there, then this is what it says. that Jalen's not throwing the ball where it needs to go. He's not putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers. And he's going to come in, and that's what he's going to try to do. He's going to attempt to do that. Put the ball where it needs to be. I gave you an example of that yesterday. If Jalen's in his offense and he's not putting the ball in the offense, well, he's not putting the ball where it needs to go in certain situations, then, yeah, they're going to bench him. That's how I see that. There's no – the way that this offense is ran, from my recollection, is that it's a pretty timing-based offense. And there are going to be opportunities to make throws. Some of the time it's going to be in tight windows. Some of the time it's going to be with anticipation,
right,
in my opinion. You know, and if he's not doing that, if he's not throwing – I guess the word is, they say, on schedule. If he's not getting the ball out of his hands on schedule, then they're going to put Andy in the game.
Well, all right. So I understand conceptually what you're saying. I get it. I guess there's two parts for me that I can't get to today. I can't wrap my mind around today. One is they have to make a huge quarterback decision after this season. And if they don't give this the full season, like, let's play it out, right? There's one extreme. There's different ways we could talk about this. There's an extreme of he plays great, right? Everyone is thrilled. We're talking Super Bowl in October, November, December. Away we go. Then there's the middle ground where it's like, all right, it's okay, but it's not great, and that's going to be a difficult decision. Then there's where you're talking through, which is if it doesn't look good and it stays not looking good, and we go September, October, into November, and it's really poor offense. And I understand the logic to what you're saying, Hugh. You don't want to waste a season, right? You owe it to the other players, all that kind of stuff, right? But how do they make a full decision on Jalen without giving him a full season, right? This is a brand-new offense. It's going to take time. How do they know what they have until they see him play for the full season? Like, to me, it's such a small sample. If it's four games, eight games, they're because if they ever bench him, they're moving on, right? It's over. And I think back to 2020, the last time we had something like this, right, where Carson played really bad, and they benched him. And as soon as they benched Carson Wentz, anyone with a working brain realized he was never going to be the Eagles quarterback again. I mean, there were a few out there that did not have working brains. They were like, no, he could come back. But anyone with a working brain realized it was over. But to me, the difference, Hugh, back in 2020 was they had Jalen, right? Like, so they gave him the runway because they needed to say, all right, does he have anything? So then, okay, is he our quarterback next year? Andy Dalton's not the quarterback next year, right? Like, no matter what he does this year, he's not the quarterback. I'm trying to figure out the upside to
he's
pulling
the bridge.
Him early.
He's the bridge.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's the bridge. He's not the quarterback. You're right, Joe. They don't have a contingency for that right now. And it looks like with the way the reps were doled out in this last training camp, that Tanner McKee might be a trade piece to put themselves in position to potentially get a quarterback. Here's the reality of this, and everything you're saying is right. If they move on from Jalen, then he's done. But here's also the reality of this situation. Jalen's, as far as we're concerned, a lame duck quarterback when it comes to money that he's going to be owed.
I agree with that, yeah.
He wants some more money. You know, when you talk about some of this money that quarterbacks are being given, Jalen's well within his right or in line to get some more money. So now he's 7 years in, and there's been a lot of speculation and talk about him in this offense and not picking up the offense or being stagnant in this offense. So everything you're saying is correct. But he's been in the league 7 years, and if he's not picking this offense up or if he's not showing progression in this offense – and he's not putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers, then they're gonna have no choice but to move on from it.
215-592-9494. All right, let's have this discussion because I think it's an important one to kind of jump off as we go into the summer. Does Jalen Hurts get the full season no matter what to be the Eagles quarterback? He doesn't. For me, he does. I need the most information possible because it's a huge decision. I need to know fully that he can or can't do it. And if he can, we're paying him again. And if he can't, I'm not afraid to move on. I've been saying this for a year that we might be headed there. But I need the most information. Like, if it's October and they bench him, I don't think they've given themselves enough information. I think we're actually going to have an incomplete, and we're gonna sit here all offseason and be like, did they pull the plug too early? Are we really sure he couldn't do it? I think he's earned the full year. I think the Eagles need to give him the full year. I'd give him the full season. And if they end up 7-10, I mean, that's sometimes the cost of business to try to get to the, you know, to your future destination.
Growing pains.
Yeah, that's growing pains. And if they end up 9-8 or whatever, I'm okay with that. 215-592-9494. Oh, boy. Hugh Douglas really did it today. He really did it today.
Randy Dalton.
You didn't wear red today, though. I'm surprised.
No, I mean, it's just, it's not meant to trigger anybody.
But it will.
Well, that's okay.
Because
it's
people aren't listening to what's being said.
No.
I think they might on this one.
I'm saying.
Listening too hard.
You are. Now, let me start it with this. I think Jalen can do this. But if he doesn't, the Eagles are looking for their next quarterback. They're looking for the next heir apparent. They feel it's Jalen, right? They're going to give him every opportunity to go out here and have success in this offense. Jalen's biggest misstep in all of this is he allowed himself to get stagnant in this offense and he didn't grow. And a lot of times, I always say, in order to be comfortable, you have to feel sometimes uncomfortable. And you have to evolve in the NFL because the NFL is constantly changing. They're constantly taking your game to the lab and they're constantly evaluating you.
Yep.
And I think it's telling when Robert Saleh said in that last game, we call it faux verts hurts. He said they knew. Now, think about that. He said they knew they were going to run it because they ran it a few years ago.
It was a damning
that
quote.
That was telling.
It was damning.
Wow. That was telling. Think about the timeline and all of this, people. I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan, right? I'm going to say that first because a lot of y'all, when y'all hear me talk, y'all not going to hear that.
Hater.
Y'all just going to hear me critiquing him.
Hate.
But here's the reality of the situation. This offense needs to evolve. That's why Mannion is here.
Yes.
That's why he's gotten full autonomy. And in order for this offense to evolve, it starts with the quarterback. And if the quarterback can't get it down, then they have to move on. That's just the harsh reality of this, regardless of what Jalen has done in the past. You know, if he can't pick up this offense, then they're going to have to move on from it.
So and there's probably a lot of people out there listening like, what the hell is you talking about? Where would this come from? Well, we can be fair on this, even though I disagree and I wouldn't bench him. Jalen didn't play well last season, right? And if you were watching with clear eyes last year, you could realize he did not play well last season. The other thing, Hugh, that's kind of jump-started where our conversation is going, is it doesn't seem, by all accounts out there at minicamp, that he played well this spring, right? Or at least what the media got to see the last couple days of the mandatory practice. Elliott, who I've been following Elliott's grades on Eagles quarterbacks and is charting his stats for a decade now. I texted Elliott the other day when he gave Jalen a D for the second practice after a D for the first practice. And I said, Elliott, can you remember giving any Eagles starting quarterback, whether it be Hurts, whether it be Wentz, whether it be Bradford, whether it be Foles, whether it be Vic, you know, whoever, back, it's been a long time now. Can you remember giving any of them a D in back-to-back days of a practice that you covered? And he said no. I mean, that is telling. And
not two Ds back-to-back.
Not two Ds. I mean, back-to-back Ds is a big deal. And that's back-to-back Ds.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back. And that's, I mean, again, it speaks to this. There's going to be some growing pains here. I wouldn't bench him no matter how it looks. I'd give Jalen the full season. I need the most information to make the decision. 215-592-9494. We're live today from Jaws' golf outing at Riverwinds in South Jersey. All right, Kyle, what's your take on this? Jalen Hurts, if it doesn't go well, would you give him the full season or would you pull the plug at some point?
So I look at this season as they have two goals, 1A, 1B. Mm-hmm. 1A is obviously with the Eagles and Howie, it's always, can we win the Super Bowl? Number two is this offense a match for the quarterback? And I think it's going to take time to find that out. We had Orlovsky telling us it might take till freaking November.
Yep.
I mean, if that's the case, we're probably not winning too many games. We're probably not talking the Super Bowl. So I think he needs to be afforded that time. And the other thing is, if he can't pick up the offense, I'm with you. Like, next offseason, we're moving on. And when this happened with Carson Wentz and Doug, there was a potential heir apparent on the roster. You had a young guy, Jalen Hurts, you just drafted.
Yep.
And you have a thought of, you know, maybe he could be the guy. You know, who knows? Maybe you struck gold. If we're going to be honest about this crop of quarterbacks that we have, and this is no disrespect to Red Star, Cole Payton.
I won't stand for it.
It's no disrespect to Tanner McKee and Andy Dalton, whatever. The only guy with a legitimate chance of being the quarterback of the future that's on this roster right now is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So if we had a guy who I felt good about or even like had some sort of inkling of potential in the future and it's not looking good for Jalen and the season feels like it's lost, sure, go throw that guy in. I don't think we have that guy on the roster. Nobody that I like want to see go out there and get a good look at. It's definitely not Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton's a guy I think that's here is it maybe fill in for one or two games. If, you know, the team looks good, Jalen has to be out of a couple games, he's injured, whatever, and Dalton can just, you know, keep you above water. Otherwise, if we're talking about benching the quarterback late in the season, like, I don't see the good in it unless, like, really the morale is down. We're talking December, two games left in the season. And
which
things,
was like 2020.
Sure, and things look really bad, and, like, that you could just tell the team needs some sort of morale boost to finish off the season with. Then sure, whatever, be my guest. Throw whoever the hell you want in there. But the most important thing, if we're not talking about winning the Super Bowl, is figuring out if this offense is a match for Jalen Hurts. So I think he needs to be afforded as much time as possible to figure that out.
I'm with you. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? If Jalen Hurts struggles this season, which I think it's fair to say there's going to be some early struggles, but if there's real, legitimate, like bottom-of-the-barrel kind of...
Mightily
struggling. If the offense can't function, would you bench him? I mean, and should the Eagles consider doing that? Hugh would do it. I mean, Hugh would pull him out for Andy Dalton if it's that bad. I wouldn't. I mean, 2020 still sits in my brain. I mean, Carson Wentz played as historically bad football, and it took until December to get him off the field, and they had a second-round pick quarterback with obvious upside to get some run in before that season ended. But it took till December to pull the plug. I agree with Kyle. As much as I like Red Star Cole Payton, he's a fifth-round pick, and he's a rookie. He's probably a long-term development guy.
He was a sixth-round pick, and let's be honest, he kind of stinks.
Well, no. Tanner?
Yeah,
Tanner's a sixth-round pick.
Tanner's whatever.
Right. So we have a 38-year-old, we have a fifth-round pick, and a sixth-round pick backing up Jalen. I don't see the immediate upside to any of them. I would let Jalen play the entire season. I want the most information to make this decision. All right, where do you come down as Red Rifle Douglas is in the building at Ron Jaworski's golf outing?
Wow.
I mean, you are here.
Wait till we tell Jaws about his love for Andy Dalton.
I know. Now the question is, I wonder what Jaws thinks Andy Dalton. He might be an ally to Hugh Douglas. Or he might say, Hugh, you're crazy on this.
He might say I'm
Chris
crazy.
In Middletown starts us off on a Tri-Day Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
It is a Fransky Friday. We'll talk to him at noon. What's up?
Guys, I want to address this thing here, and then we're going to get to you, Mr. Douglas. Joe, if Jalen Hurts plays like hot garbage, and you've seen enough, you just move on. You don't keep waiting and waiting and waiting. So the team already has the backup plan. Howie hedged his bets this year and brought in a succession plan to him and to make the Super Bowl run that year, and that's with Hugh's guy, the Red Riflesman.
There's no Super Bowl run with Andy Dalton. Come on. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yes, there is. That's why they brought him in.
You gotta stop.
They got him for a seventh-round pick from the Panthers who replaced him with Kenny Pickett.
He's Hugh's age.
They by my age.
What they're going to do is
use him. Not looking like a snack.
Yeah. No, they're going to make the run with the redheaded stepchild. And then what we're going to do is we're going to use those assets in the draft and we're going to get ourselves a young gun quarterback that's coming up. But I want to expose Hugh Douglas today.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, please.
Can I do that? So I'm going to tell you how Hugh became president of the Red Riflesman gang. Mm. So Andy Dalton was drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, which – Cincinnati Bengals are an Ohio-based franchise, and that's his home state. So we know his affinity to the Midwest, or whatever you call it there, Hugh. Andy Dalton also was the quarterback of a team that exposed Carolina Hughes fandom for the Panthers and his true disdain for the Eagles. And then final point here, guys. Mm. Finally, Andy Dalton quarterback the Dallas Cowboys, and we all know how much Dallas Douglas.
Wow, I didn't put all. You know what? When we started putting this together the other day, I wasn't thinking about the Ohio connection. By the way, Hugh's going to Ohio this weekend. The Panthers thing's obvious. I mean, that's when he started to crap on the 2024 Eagles when he went on the Carolina radio station and said they played tomato cans. Mm. I forgot about Dalton's time in Dallas. It's all adding up now. When he backed up Dak Prescott, Hugh's favorite quarterback.
You connect all those dots. And Hugh,
yes.
I'm glad that you're dressed for success today and you're looking for a little sugar mama at the country club. But listen, in order to attract one of those women, you're going to have to, like, break out the wall, dust off the cobwebs, and you might have to spend some money, though. So you might actually have to buy them a drink.
Bridge too far.
I don't know if that's
possible. Come on now.
I'm pulling for you, though, my friend. I'm pulling for you. Guys, have a great day and enjoy Tri-Day.
There he goes, Chris in Middletown. I mean, he came after your neck there, especially with the Andy Dalton Cowboys.
As he should.
No, that's not it. That's none of that. I'm just reading the tea leaves, and I feel like this team feels that they can make a run. So if everybody's in concert except the quarterback, then if he's, say, for instance, again, the extreme measures, if he's the one that's holding them back, then you put Andy Dalton in and you hope for the best.
So I guess for me, how do you – when this first came up on the show this week, you were talking about after 4, 5, 6 games, right? Like,
yes.
Kind of early. So, but that would be such a small sample to just basically end the Jalen Hurts era within this offense? I know you said 7 years. You're right. 6 years as a starter. It's not like he's been here 2 minutes, and he's not a rookie, and we shouldn't treat him like that. But within this offense, it would be 4 or 5 games. Because to me, if you pull the plug, you cannot put the plug back in. He's gone. He's not the quarterback anymore, and they will have a new quarterback in 2027. That's why, for me, I got to give him way more time than that to show us.
Well, Joe, when I present this scenario, this is the extreme case.
I know.
And in this extreme case, what I'm trying to explain to the people is Jalen's missing open receivers.
He's playing bad in this case.
He's not seeing the concepts of the offense. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's going to be that. But if he's not seeing the concepts of the offense, then, yeah, there's a chance that he could get benched.
All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Hugh Douglas is open to the idea that Jalen Hurts gets benched this season. If he doesn't play well, extreme case, doesn't play well, Hugh would pull the plug and go to Dalton. I'd give Hurts the full season. I need the most information I can have. I want to see him 17 games in this offense to let me know I'm in again and I want to give him a new contract, or I'm fully out, moving on, and they get someone new. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Where do you come down? Should Jalen Hurts get the entire season to play in this offense to make a decision on his future? Where do you come down on that? We're live today at Ron Jaworski's Celebrity Golf Challenge. We got a lot planned on the show today. On the other side, something really interesting Ross Tucker said to the morning show this week about the offense, about Sean Mannion, where the Eagles' priorities lie as we look forward to the season. 215-592-9494. And we'll set you up with Tri-Day Friday on the other side. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Hello. Gilio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494, live at Ron Jaworski's Celebrity Golf Challenge here in at Riverwinds at Deptford. Beautiful day, warm day out there. Warm. Some golf here in the morning and the afternoon. We're planning to have some great guests out here today. A lot to talk about. Scott Fransky will join us at noon, as he does every Friday. Phillies made a trade yesterday. And, of course, the Eagles with mini camp in the books. We're having the discussion that has been brewing all week on our show. It has been brewing, and it's not because – I mean, well, it's part because of me. But it's a lot because of Hugh Douglas's belief here that if Jalen Hurts doesn't pick this thing up, he would put him on the bench. And I wouldn't. For me, I'm giving Hurts the entire season to figure this thing out. Ross Tucker said something really interesting, Hugh, on the morning show this week about the scheme, about the quarterback, about – you know, in years past, when things have kind of – let's go to the Kellen Moore season, right, 2024. They bring Moore in. That was supposed to be a departure from the old offense.
Mm-hmm.
It was choppy, and then 5 games in, they switched it up, right? They said, let's just do what we have to do to win this year. Ross doesn't think they're going to do that again. Here's Ross Tucker earlier this week on The Morning Show. All right, Hugh, that was a really interesting way of framing it, because I think that's – kind of leading towards where your mindset is.
Yeah.
Because Ross is like, all right, if they give it the full year, then at the end of the season, if it's not great, whose fault was it? How do you know? Was it did Mannion's offense work? Was it actually Hurts' fault? Like, they may have a feeling internally, but do they really know? Like, until they change a variable in this, would they know? I mean, Ross didn't say it, but he kind of alluded to, if they give Jalen the full year and it's not a great offense, how do they decide whose fault this was? The head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback?
That's what I've been trying to tell you all week, but y'all was jumping all over me like a bunch of crickets.
We'll do it again. That's not what was happening. You were talking recklessly,
no,
and we had to push back.
I said that if this offense looks bad, they got to put Andy in, because you have to have a compare and a contrast. That's basically the same thing, because you're telling – see, last year, regardless of having any information about what was actually going on, Petullo was the pariah. He was the scapegoat. And rightfully so, because it was the first year. It was easy to scapegoat him because it was the first year.
Yeah.
It was the first year in there. And
well, he became the public scapegoat.
Yes.
Too. Yes. So
let's
just throw, you know, I mean.
Now you have everybody in this building. Like think about it like this. Like, think about it like a reputation. Because right now we're going off of Mannion's reputation, right? And everybody's talking about how much of a genius,
genius.
He is.
First in the genius. Building, last to leave.
And everybody's raving about
yeah,
it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, fast forward to the season. And again, people, these are extreme cases. I'm going to be extreme because I feel like I have to in order for you to understand what I'm trying to say. Say, for instance, we go into the first couple games. The quarterback's back there burping the baby, patting the ball. Don't know where to go with the football. The offense looks disjointed like it did last year. What do you think is going to be said? Because we've heard that we got the evil genius in the building. He's the smartest three people in the building, all rolled up into one. That's what Joey Malata said. So do you really think that he's going to fall on his sword for Jalen Hurts? And guess what? Because they did that last year. They fell on their sword so much they got rid of the receiver, and they kept the quarterback. They got him a new offensive coordinator. They got rid of the old one that he didn't like. They got a new one. And this new guy comes in, and it looks the same.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? They're going to have to show you, okay, it wasn't me. It's him. That's where we are with this. You know, Jalen got – say, for instance, and I'm recklessly speculating, but say, for instance, Jalen didn't want A.J. here, right, for whatever
which
reason.
He might not have.
He might not have.
If I was Jalen, I wouldn't want A.J. here anymore.
He might not have wanted him here. And say, for instance, the organization wanted him here, but they rolled with the quarterback. Because they said, say Jalen said, well, hey, man, he putting pressure on me to throw him the ball, yada, whatever. You can frame it however you want to frame it. Okay, they decided to get rid of him because of you. Now you have to, you got to show and prove. That's where we are with this. Everybody, see, this, me and Ross Tucker and everybody else was saying the same thing. I just took the sugar-coated topping off of it and just gave it to you just straight ice cream.
I don't think what you're saying is insane. I just think you're too – you have a quick trigger on this.
No, I don't.
Mean, you do. Mm-hmm. Well, how early would you do it?
Because –
would you do it in week five?
See, here's –
I'm not going to London to watch Andy Dalton play football.
Why not?
I'm not kidding. That's a long flight to watch Dalton play.
Now, I'm not doing it. To be fair, it probably won't be that. But if they go into – if this offense looks disjointed, then what other choice do you have?
To ride it out, to give it more time.
No, you can't.
The part I disagree with is with you and Ross. You don't have to show anything. They know internally. Like if they put the tape on after the game, they all have eyes, Mannion, Sirianni, and even Howie. Like, and they see guys flying open and the quarterback's holding the ball or throwing it to the wrong guy. They don't need to put Andy Dalton in to see if the quarterback does it right, it goes there.
No, but when I say you have to show it, Joe, that's more in the realm that people are – this is Coach Mannion's first year doing this.
Right.
So if it looks a certain way, if it looks like it did last year, who do you think is going to get the first salvo fired at him? The offensive coordinator.
I don't know. I don't know this time.
He's never done this before.
A lot of calling him a genius. I mean, people call him a genius.
Yeah, they're co-signing for him.
Yeah.
But he's still – they co-signed for Kevin Petullo last year, didn't they?
Not like this. Not like this.
No, but they still – he got – like, it wasn't to this extreme.
Yeah.
I give you
it
that.
It wasn't as effusive.
But it was still a co-sign, though. It was still, hey, you know, he's in the building, and we're not going to miss a lockstep. Hell, they co-signed for Ben Johnson when he took the job.
Brian Johnson,
whatever that
was. It was like a soft co-sign. It's like he's our guy because he's here.
But hasn't Jalen earned the right to get more than a quarter or a half a season to figure out this offense? I just feel like and people might be like, Joe, you rip him all the time. Yeah, but I recognize he's been a good quarterback in the league. It just feels very quick to say in four or five games if it's bad – you're done here. Like you're never going to be the Eagles quarterback. And I can't get there. I need a full season, or at least an approximation. Russell Wilson in Denver, when Sean Payton was done with him, he got 15 games. And then they realized after 15, all right, we're moving off him. If we play him in the last two games and he gets hurt, we owe him money. Let's just put him on the bench, just stash him for the last two. They gave him basically the full season. Three, four, five, six, seven games. That feels so quick to move off this player.
We were disjointed last year with this offense. We were still able to rattle off 11 games.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Well, that was the defense.
Well, regardless.
It was.
Okay, however you want to say it.
That was the way it was.
And we were still able to win 11 games.
Yes.
This disjointed offense. Imagine if you get a quarterback in there. Say if again, extreme case.
Here we go.
If Jalen can't do it and you get somebody there, just give you.
Like who?
Just
Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. See? Now you're just being a nudge.
Because it's amazing to hear it. Andy Dalton.
Because he's the – and the reason why
I'm saying relevant in 6 years.
He's the backup quarterback.
Maybe. He's battling for the two spot.
If the defense plays the way that they played last year,
yeah,
and you go into those games and say, hey, man, just put the ball in the hand of the playmakers and let them make plays, that's what they want. Like in this offense, if Jalen's not – again, extreme case.
Mm-mm-mm.
If Jalen's not making the plays or not seeing the open receivers, then, yeah, they're going to put Andy Dalton in.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're live with the Jaws Golf Outing here at Riverwind, South Jersey. Hugh Douglas is open to the idea of benching Hurts if he's not playing up to snuff this year. If he's not playing well enough and the offense is in a bad way, I'd give Hurts the full season. I need the most information I can have to make the decision on his future. I also don't see any upside to the Andy Dalton thing. And I think Hurts has earned more than just, hey, it's a bad month or two. He gets to play for more than that for me. Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast is up on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing this great Friday?
What up, man?
Good morning, Will. What's up?
Hot. You ready for the road trip?
All right. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. But listen, man. Come on, Hugh, man. This is going a little too far. Like, I mean,
tell him, Will.
My guy.
Yep.
You said bench my guy. So in that case, right, you might as well bench Saquon too if he have a bad season, right?
Uh-oh, more carries for Bigsby?
Well, tag season.
Because if you
quick trigger Douglas over here, just benching everyone. It's amazing.
Say you do bench him. Say you do bench him, and then you put in your hero, Dalton, and he trash it out too. Then what? It's like, come on, baby. Let's talk real. Let's facts over facts. I know you're just saying that, Hugh.
No,
you don't
listen,
really
first of all, Will.
Now, he does believe it.
First of
this
all,
is
Will.
Why we're poking him for a whole week.
First of all, Will, I don't play radio. I don't care that much about anybody that listens to this station to play about anything that
you
comes
don't
out
mean
my
that,
mouth.
Hugh.
I don't play radio, number one. And number two is, what you didn't you read the stories that we read this year talking about Jalen was uncoachable and all this other stuff? And didn't you hear the rumblings of the offense not being running efficiently because of Jalen? Haven't you heard that? Yeah, I mean, because I've heard it. No, I'm asking the question. Dude, then you can retort.
I can't. I'm gonna come back at the question. I can agree with you on that.
No, it ain't about agreeing with me. Will. Listen. Stop. Wait a minute. Pot him down.
Miller.
Because see, this is the thing that I need you to understand. This ain't about how I feel. This is about what I see and how I interpret this. It's not about my feelings. When you talk about the quarterback ain't doing this, that, and the third, and then you have somebody come out and say that in order for him to get right, you have to go to the media. So what other way do you see it? If he's not playing well, if he's not picking up the offense, where is that hyperbole coming from me? That's what they're saying. You act like I'm just sitting up here like I just pull a steak out of my ass and just want to talk about it on the air. Everything that I'm talking about has been written in the paper. So what you talking about?
Oh, the paper.
Hey, you, hold up. Hey, I didn't take no shot at you. I know.
No,
listen,
you take a shot. You know what, Will? You know you take a shot at me when you tell me, come on, man, like I'm sitting up here just saying something to try to entertain you. I'm not a circus animal. I ain't up in here. I ain't got no bow tie on my neck running around on a unicycle. I'm not a dancing bear.
That's a visual right there.
You would not do well on a unicycle.
I'm just saying.
If you took it as disrespect, I didn't mean it that way, all right? I just want you to realize that. You cool? We met each other.
Everyone's friends.
You know, no, it's not. No, Will, I'm not mad. You, the floor is yours.
Can I? Let me just say this. I totally agree. I was going to say in this last interview when he was talking about running a different offense, he didn't seem too happy. Okay, so that's one of the things that I was looking at. But you got to also look at this offensive line. He's bringing in all these defensive players. What about this offensive line? Are they going to really hold up? Because guess what? Saquon going to need blocking, and he's going to need time in that pocket, man, no matter how we looked at it. So my thing is, yeah, if that offensive line is fixed and Jalen, yeah, it's going to take him at least 5 to 6 games to actually get in rhythm. And I know Jalen. He will get in rhythm. He done proved it time and time again. And the reason why we didn't go more than 11 games is because of this situation with AJ. And guess what? That's the coach's fault, because as a coach, he's supposed to put a stop to all that in the beginning. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to finish. With the situation, as far as the offensive coordinator, right? Now, if he's calling plays that, you know, that they're able to run, that's going to be great. But because, listen, he's not going to catch on to it as fast as, you know, we think he should. But he will catch on to it, and he will make good plays. And Jalen, I just want to say this. Let that A.J. Brown stuff fuel you, man. Let it motivate you. Let all these doubters motivate you, bro, like you've been doing every season. And prove everybody wrong once again, baby. I believe in you. And guess what? I need the offensive coordinator, and I need our owner and our coach to believe in you, too. And I'm out, baby.
You got it, Will. We appreciate the phone call.
Acapella. He wanted you could tell he was gearing up for
yes,
the music.
Yes, he was. That's all right. I mean, listen, Will's been on a heater this week. He He's back. You could tell. I mean, it's some of his best calls in a long time.
He's fired up today.
Yeah, fired up at Hugh Douglas.
Yeah.
Man, listen, I don't play radio. I don't know who does. I don't think anybody that does this show plays radio.
We play on the radio.
I because it's not like I sit around here and say, hey, how can I get people to send me mean and hurtful texts today?
Like bait Douglas?
Well, that's the fit my favorite part of, like, you're just doing this. Well, no. Yeah. Who doesn't want to be signed up to be like, bleep you? I mean, like, yeah. No, you're giving your take. I asked you this morning what you think on this.
Hey, you asked me earlier in the week.
I know. That you felt this way all week.
And I've been, like, this ain't nothing that, like, I'm looking at it from the perspective of everything that has been said, everything that has transpired over the year.
You feel this in your soul.
And where they are with this team right now.
And you could dismiss this and say it doesn't matter and Joe, shut up, all that. Jalen Hurts did not perform well from what the people that watched the practices said. And it's not just Elliott, it's anyone there. Now, you can excuse that away and say, well, it's the first couple of days and it's blah, 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 it's a new – that's fine. But I don't think that we're having this conversation or you're not probably having this thought, Hugh, if he dominated, right? If he went out there and looked. So early returns are – all right, it's not great so far. He's got all the training camp to figure it out. He's got the start of the season. I just would give him the full season. You say, listen, if it's bad, I'm pulling the plug. 215-592-9494. Before we continue here, why don't we tell everyone we're doing today? It is a Friday, Hugh, which means, you know what we do on this show.
Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so, Hugh, we know after the show today, you're heading off to Ohio.
So excited.
You sound it.
Oh, you sound just.
Yeah. I'm from, like, listen, man, you know, you never forget where you came from.
Yep.
But, boy, going back home, sometimes like pulling teeth.
Well, so that got us thinking about today's Tri-Day Friday.
You're glowing again.
So here's what we're going to look for today. Something that you love, but deep down you know it's not that great.
It's not.
Like, Ohio's not that great,
that
but you love it.
I mean, it's like Ohio. Ohio,
but he's
home.
The Ohio guy saying it.
Ohio is home, but it's just like when you get there, it's like when we leaving, when I'm leaving.
So you can't wait to get there, huh?
Can't wait. Well, I can't wait to get back.
All right.
Wow.
All right. Tri-Day Friday, 215-592-9494. When you call in, your thoughts on the Eagles offense, Jalen Hurts, and does he get the full season no matter how it looks? He does for me. He doesn't for you. Tri-Day, something that you know is not great, but you love it anyway. It's like just – It's like Hugh in Ohio. He knows it's not great. Like, who thinks Ohio is great? But he loves it anyway. I'm going to give you one that you might not agree with me on this, but I think if you think about it, maybe you agree with me more than you think. Now, before I say it, there are exceptions to this, right? There are great versions of this. But you know what I always think is great, but then deep down it's not? Like,
the quarterback.
Well, that's a good one. Is that yours?
Well, I guess I don't have the same love.
Yeah. All right. I like or love going out to restaurants. A lot of times the restaurant's not great. Like, there are some great restaurants you go to.
I know what you're saying.
But sometimes you go out to eat and you're excited to go out to eat. And you're like,
excited for the meal.
And it's expensive, man.
It's expensive?
Yeah. Yes.
And you're the, like, food, the food isn't always that great. A lot of times it's just like, it's okay. Now, there
maybe
are.
You're not going to the right restaurant.
Well,
Philly's got tons of great restaurants.
There are some great restaurants.
They do. But
a lot of great
restaurants. It's
but the average
the
trip out to
eat
is like, eh.
Yeah. Well, you got kids, so you're probably going to, like, Red Lobster. And like,
well, right. Like, and then
Applebee's.
I go to Red Lobster every
Friday. Oh, dude, I used to love Red Lobster, man.
Those biscuits.
It's been a while.
The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh, dude, come on.
My son, we go every Friday.
I fill up on those, and then I don't have room for whatever I order.
Yep.
And I would order the most expensive thing.
Yeah.
Screw my dad over.
That's what my son does every week. He gets the lobster. He gets the shrimp.
Yep. He's getting lobster?
Yeah. He plays
at 7 years old?
Listen.
The broiled seafood platter.
He played with the lobster.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I don't want it. And I'm like, hey, you get the same. I said, okay, so let's this week, let's try something different.
Yeah, no.
Nah. He will take the fries. He dips the fries. He likes to dip the fries in the butter.
Oh, well, that's good.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good, yeah.
He likes to put salt on the cheddar bay biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
But he won't eat the lobster. But he gets the lobster. Take a couple bites.
And your pocket's getting lighter by the week.
All right. I mean, but it's like it's
no, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It's all right, Tri-Day Friday. Something you know isn't great, but you love it anyway. Oh. I'm going with most restaurants. Hugh's got Ohio. What's yours?
I'll say reality TV.
Oh, that's
I mean, it's
one.
Complete garbage.
It's got people in a blender.
Complete
it's this one,
garbage.
It's mostly
it's this
stupid.
One,
yeah.
I forgot what it was called, Celebrity House or something. They just had their
Summer House.
Summer House.
Yeah.
What is that?
So, yeah, dude, it's just these – I guess it's these New Yorkers who they own a house in, for the summer in the Hamptons every
okay.
weekend, and they go up. So me and my girlfriend tried to watch it. The latest season was like season 10 or whatever, so jumping in pretty late because everyone was like, oh, the drama's great. And we started watching it. We're like, this kind of sucks. Mm. Like, it wasn't that interesting. But – my girlfriend's like obsessed with watching TikToks about like what their drama is. I'm like, we didn't even watch the show. We didn't even know these people.
She just wanted the cliff
she
notes.
Just wanted to know that what the yeah. drama was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good reality TV. I feel like it's just more of it, but yeah. it's not the quality
it's,
isn't.
It's trash, but yeah. like, you know.
No, but we get hooked on it. I like that. All right, so Tri-Day Friday, something you know isn't great, but you just love it anyway. Hugh gets ready for a trip to Ohio. By the way, you're going to stop at a Buc-ee's?
Oh, man, I heard it's in Huber Heights.
You getting live in the bathroom
Ooh, I'm
gonna again?
I'm going to get live in the bathroom. I might buy me a Buc-ee's outfit. They got some outfits.
What does that mean, a Buc-ee's outfit?
They got clothes.
Like a uniform? Like the workers?
I might
wear?
Get a Buc-ee's outfit.
You're going to dress up
what?
Like a beaver? Is it a beaver costume?
I think they do have beaver costumes. I might get one.
Okay.
All depends on what they got into my size.
All right, let's go to Shea in Philadelphia. What's up, Shea?
A beaver ear size.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
Good, Shay. What are you thinking?
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I got a lot for y'all, man. My quarterback, first of all, even talking about benching my quarterback in the offseason, not
oh,
during the regular
disgrace.
Season, not the preseason,
yep.
in the offseason, is very disrespectful.
That's
like,
hate.
Come
yep.
on. He's won, he has took us to the playoffs in the last 5 years. Mm, he's won 11
us.
Or more games every year since his first season, and then he went 9-8 his first season.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? He's one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in the NFL. Are we forgetting that he scores touchdowns
well,
on the ground?
Hold on. Before we go on, are we sure? Are we sure he's a dual threat anymore? He has been one of the best dual threats.
You're right.
I didn't see a dual threat last year.
Yeah. So last year he didn't run a lot, and even yeah. his carries were down, and his yards were down, and his touchdowns were down.
Yeah, but he made up for it through the air.
I'd have been hurt. Yeah. He threw it more through the air, and he also didn't turn the ball over that much. I mean,
dominated.
Can I ask you a question, Shay? Because you came
yes,
in on fire. So how
yeah.
am I being disrespectful when you just admitted that last year wasn't a good year for Jalen? So how am I being disrespectful?
Okay, so here's the thing. Every quarterback isn't going to have a perfect year every year. You know what I'm saying? Even Tom Brady had bad years. Not good years, but
okay.
they weren't bad, but they
okay.
were not to his standard. So it's
okay.
multiple quarterbacks who
okay.
weren't
so
as
you
on
made,
point
okay,
as –
Okay, could you pot him down for a minute? Because I'm about to let y'all – like, if y'all come with that, I'm going to let you have the day. You're right.
Come on.
He does, right?
I got time.
May I please – yeah, I got time,
yes,
too. So you're right.
Please.
Every quarterback has a down year, right? So why – again, you didn't answer the question. So why is it
okay.
that in a down year, I play no disrespect to you, but I play football right now. I kind of know
yes,
how this
sir.
Thing go. So why is
yeah.
it that when I say what I just said about him, if he doesn't play well, he might get benched? How is that disrespectful when we both agree that he didn't play well last year? How is that? How am I
because
being
it's
disrespectful?
Just a thought. It's just
what
a
you mean? It's,
thought
it's
to
a,
bring up
it's
the fact
thought.
That he's not playing well. Hold on, let me get you right. So it's
you
the thought
it.
Of him not playing well. It's also it's on the type of time where it's like you already doubt him before the season starts. Like we are the Philadelphia
okay,
media.
Okay, wait
we
a minute, calm down. Okay, wait
players.
A minute. You spoke. Now let me finish. I said before I had this conversation, before I even started this conversation.
You think he'll?
I said I think
uh-huh.
he's gonna bounce back.
But
if he doesn't,
right.
he's gonna get benched. So again, I ask you because you still haven't
uh-huh.
answered my original question. Me and you agree that he didn't have a good season last year, right? You said
okay.
that. When you called in, you said, well, his touchdowns were down and all this other stuff, right? So how am I being
okay.
disrespectful by pointing out facts that you agree with? How am I being disrespectful? By saying if he doesn't play well, that they're going to move on from him. How is that being disrespectful?
Right. So the thing
answer for me.
You're not letting me answer the question.
The floor is yours. The floor is yours.
Info. All right, so listen, I'm gonna be as quick as I possible so that, you know, I don't get cut off. But the way is disrespectful is because, again, you're not even giving him the chance. He's had a different OC every year. He's learned a different
pie
offense. And we all can admit.
All right, Shay, we appreciate it.
All right,
I think he means the chance to finish the season. I think that's what he meant.
But Joe,
he was long talking.
Joe. This is the NFL.
I know what it is.
This is the NFL. If you're not playing well and you have a Super Bowl caliber team, why the hell am I waiting around for the quarterback to get right if he's not getting right?
Conceptually, I agree with you.
How is that? And you still ain't answer how was I being disrespectful?
Well, I don't think it's none of this is disrespectful. It's sports talk. But where I just see it different. None of this is disrespectful. I just think they owe it to themselves to figure out a full breadth of the season. Because to me, it's a small sample to make a huge decision. All right, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get to top 11 stuff as we've all submitted our list. Ron Jaworski to join us coming up in a little bit. We're live at the Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Challenge. All your phone calls on Jalen. Does he get the full season no matter how this looks? He does for me. He doesn't for you. And the Phillies made a trade yesterday. We'll touch on as well. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We have dreams of another championship with our teams. Be the world champion in your neighborhood with an upgrade to your home with my friends at Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to replacing your windows and doors, experience matters. At Pella Windows and Doors, their expert consultants help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible pricing and financing options designed around you. You'll get energy-efficient products backed by some of the best warranties in the business, including installation. And if you ever sell your home, those warranties transfer to the new homeowner. That's why your neighbors trust Pella. Right now, get 40% off installation or 0% APR for 60 months. Book a free in-home consultation today by calling 877-98-PELLA. That number again, 877-98-PELLA. Or visit PellaPhilly.com. That's PellaPhilly.com. And tell them Joe Giglio sent you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.